There you are. Yeah, that's him. All right. Just like they said. Now, how to go about this? Let's start the right way. Wakey, wakey, Hunter. Oh, what's wrong? Can't move? Sleeping with the guests on their way. How rude. But that's fair. After all, you weren't expecting a visit from me. The oh-so-famous Scourge of Evil. Bringer of Light. Bearer of the Word. Demon Hunter. Caught sleeping late at night by a demon. Oh, unthinkable, right? Well, pretty boy, there is a first time for everything, especially in your line of work. Since I've listed your titles, it is only fair that I tell you who I am. You might know me as the Whip of Norfolk, Brega of the Kings, the Lilac Queen, and 999 other titles, but you can call me by my name. Heza. What an honor, huh? You do remember me, right? From your teacher's lessons? His entire purpose in life was to destroy me, and he didn't even come close to it. Dead in minutes. Couldn't last longer than a peasant. But you. You are different. You have so much more potential. You are much more smart than the zealous buffoon. Study, collect arcane items, dismiss superstitions, make smart use of words, and document everything you come across. Meticulous, scrupulous, dangerous. Take the ice skin, for example. A phosphorus bolt through the hearth. The lightning tricked into a portal linked to the roaring fires of a volcano. Or the Velvet Empress, drinking blood infused with liquid sunlight. See what I mean? You're smart. You are a tactician. And don't only trust in your scriptures. That makes you a horrible enemy to have, and a valuable ally. Which brings us to this visit. Despite all this, you're still clueless on how to fight a succubus. Let's see what you have written in your little journal. Amalgamates, giants, scorpions. Here we are, succubus. Nothing much is known about this kind of demon. It attacks people with lustful desires, going after people to possess and corrupt, from the lowest peasant to the mightiest king. No one is safe from its clutches. Killing afflicted people and destroying the vessel of possession does not hurt the demon, and no means of hurting their true forms have yet been found. Luckily, it only preys on those that give themselves to lust. And once all hosts have been drained, it lives. This could mean the death of a single individual or a whole town in the span of a week. Common forms of protection are holy water, enchanted weapons, sexual abstinence, blah blah blah. So many things are wrong here. In fact, your main form of protection is objectively wrong. Sexual abstinence? That only makes it easier. Why do you think most of the possessed are wives? Unfulfilled sexual desires, their dreamings, fantasies of big, strong princes to take them away from their boring lives. Those are easy targets to possess, often willingly. Not only easier to possess in your case, easier to seduce. And that brings us here, to you wide-eyed in that bed, angry and fearful. Fret not, if I wanted you dead, we wouldn't be talking. I want to deal with you fearsome demon hunter, to ascend in my power, to become stronger. One of my superiors must die. I can do it by myself. I need a mortal to help me do it. Those are the rules since immemorial times. You are a fine candidate, for reasons I have already prefaced, so I'm going to test you now. To defeat a succubus and become stronger, I'm going to need your help. And I can't have you falling for her tricks. So I need to make sure that your hearse isn't going to give up when the right time comes. Please, you know you have no protection against this. Let's see how much you hate the idea after my cloak falls to the ground. You're almost drooling. What do you think of me now? My violet skin, long ears and horns, big, shapely breasts, pink eyes with deep white iris, long thin nails that I could cut you, strong thighs complementing my round ass and my tail, and of course, the sweetest smile you have ever seen. I don't even need to ask what you think. No one has ever seen my true form as any form of self-control. In that end, you have pitched speaks for itself. Now, imagine for a second, how would a succubus test you? That's right. I'm going to fuck you over and over again, make you come until you can't take it anymore, and if I'm satisfied by your performance, you won't lose your soul. Deal? Alright, play it the hard way. We're going to pretend you don't want this, and I will pretend I don't want to touch your cock. So you're going to do it while I watch. Don't resist my command. You know it is hopeless. Slide your hands down your pants and take those covers off. I want to see it all. A nice cock, demon hunter. So stiff and ready for the probations to come. Start stroking it. Slowly. I'll be here watching you do it. Slowly move your hands up and down. Your pre-gum glistening under the candlelight. Yes. Keep going. Look at me. My big breasts must be so soft. And my pussy so hot. Look at me. Touching myself. You think you can resist my penetrating gaze? Look at me when I talk to you. That's better. Stroke your cock while I play with myself. Your cock smells good. You're making my mouth water. But you're going to beg for my help for that. In the meantime, keep stroking your cock to my big, round tits. Speed up. No sense in prolonging this too much. You're going to come for me, and it is going to feel so good. What if I hover my tongue over it like this? Torture, isn't it? This long tongue so close to your cock. I'll even let some of my spit drool over your cock. I'm going to make a little sigil on your groin. Don't stop stroking. Yes, isn't it much better now? Give it to me, Hunter. Please, I'm just a starving little demon. Oh, yes. Look into my eyes and melt with my luscious smile. How much longer can you keep it up? You're not even resisting my charm anymore. Good little boy. You're going to come. I can tell. Oh, yeah. 3, 2, 1. See, right on cue. You came right on my belly. The smell, the taste, it never gets boring. No respite for you. I'm here to test your mettle, and that is what I'm going to do. Time for me to stop joking around. I want that cock in my mouth. No starting slowly this time. She won't have mercy on you. Not how you imagined your night going, huh? A demon with a long tongue wrapped around your cock, kissing your cock up and down. Just take in the sight. So tasty and full of energy, your slippery cock rubbing on my lips. Watch this. See, I can take it all. Oh, so good. I could even deep throat you and lick your paws at the same time. Yes, honey, I'll do it just because you asked me for it. The best, isn't it? You're twitching in my mouth. Ready to come again? As a show of good faith, I'll release your hands from my control. You can even face... You didn't even let me finish talking. Face fucking me like that, using my pretty little mouth and my horns as handles, coming all the way down my throat. And I loved it. You are doing well. This is the kind of assertive action I'm looking for. But your resistance remains to be seen. I'm going to sit on your chest now. Do you like the view? Your cock is very sensitive, but I will not stop. Let's see, what's next? I'm jerking off with my tail while touching myself inches away from your face. I'm even going to let you play with my breasts. Don't do anything stupid. Your cock is twitching at every touch. Feeling worn out, honey? You better work harder than that, or you'll die here. Feel my rubbery and slick tail wrap around your cock, pressing on it. The silk, smooth texture, its warmth, jerking you up and down, building and releasing pressure. Can you feel the warmth of my cunt on your chest? You want it so bad, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Watch me play with your cum right on my belly. So slick, salty, and full of energy. Spreading it around. Feel my pussy juices running down your chest. You're making me so horny. Feel like watching me play with my tight cunt with my hands still slick with your cum. Come for me again, Hunter. Your breathing is rough. Play around with my big tits. Make circles with your fingers around my nipples. Give them a gentle pull. You know what I like? When men worship my unusual features. Like my feet, for example. Why don't you give them a kiss so smooth and soft? I love the hunger in your eyes and lips, dedicated to making me sexy, begging for the fun to never stop. Feel my tail speeding up, all slippery and wet on your hard cock. You need some incentive to come faster. Fine. Taste my pussy, Hunter. Suck and lick my dripping wet fingers. You're loving this, aren't you? I knew you'd be smart enough to enjoy the experience. You're getting close once more. Come on. Come already. Finally. Squeeze one more out. Although there's barely anything left on you. Just a little splooge on my tail. Still tasty. Hunter? Hunter! Don't go to sleep yet, sweetie. If you give up now, your soul is mine. I've had my share of warriors. I'm sure you could do better than that. But it seems that I misjudged you. You're not strong enough. And if that is the case, you're of no use to me. Lilith, patron of lust, receive his flesh as a present bound in passion, and allow me his soul forevermore. Let his... What the... You win me! You... little... rascal! Pretending all... There is indeed more to you. Yes, fuck, deeper, harder, catching me by surprise. You dare to try and be dominant. You could never make me come before your next load. I can already feel you on the brink. Oh no, it won't slow down now. I'm moving my hips to you now. This was your idea. Come in me now, Hunter. You thought you could outplay me. Come on, fill me already. That's right. You lose again. I need a minute to catch my breath. That was intense. That's why I think you're a good candidate. It's been 100 years at least. Since someone fought me. Oh, had the gods even tried it. What are you? What's wrong? I'm right here, naked in your bed, defenseless, and you have an enchanted dagger on your hand. Strike me. Of course you can't, honey. You love me too much, or it is the sigil on your skin. You're bound to me now. Mine to command. I can even put the dagger to my hand like this and you won't be able to move it an inch closer. Look into my eyes. You're my servant now. You are going to help me. And if you don't, you're going to end up just like your old teacher. He carried my mark for 35 years. Was never able to remove it. for he was too stubborn to strike a deal. But you're smarter than that, right? Gather supplies, weapons, arcane items, money. I will return at the end of the month. You and I are going on an adventure. Doesn't that sound fun? See you later, sweetheart.